U.S. forces fired on two Iranian flag tankers to stop them from breaking the blockade. The attack followed Iran's claim it seized a Chinese flag tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. The Ocean Koi/Jinlai tanker is tied to Shanghai Ocean Kudo's shipping and already sanctioned by the U.S. Iran says the U.S. actions violate a ceasefire and the UN Charter, worsening tensions. CENTCOM says a U.S. F/A-18 used precision missiles. Iran reports sporadic clashes. U.S. forces strike two Iranian flag tankers as they try to breach port blockade. Two Iranian flagged oil tankers were targeted by U.S. forces on Friday as they attempted to breach a blockade around Iran's ports. The operation left the vessels inoperable, according to the U.S. military. The strike followed Iran's claim that it had intercepted a Chinese flag tanker in the Gulf of Oman. Vessel details and ownership. The tanker Ocean Koi/Jinlai is listed as part of Ocean Kudo's Shipping, a Shanghai-based company. The vessel had been among those targeted by U.S. sanctions in February over suspected involvement in moving Iranian petroleum products. Details about the second ship were not immediately clarified by U.S. officials. Iran's account and footage. Tehran said the Chinese flag tanker carried Iranian oil, but attempted to exploit regional conditions, and it was escorted to Iran's southern coast where authorities took control. State media circulated footage showing small boats approaching a tanker at night, with armed personnel boarding and raising the Iranian flag. Independent verification of the clip was not provided. Regional response and diplomacy. China cautioned about rising hostilities and expressed concern over the number of vessels and crew detained in the area. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations said the U.S. actions violated the ceasefire and the UN Charter, sending a formal note to the UN Secretary General and the President of the Security Council. In Washington, officials indicated the ceasefire remained in place, framing the incident as a provocation that the U.S. side opposed and countered. Conclusion: the incident in the Strait of Hormuz underscores how quickly maritime tensions can flare among the United States, Iran, and China. The strike on two Iranian flag tankers, Iran's claim of seizing a Chinese-flagged vessel, and the exchange of accusations illustrate the fragility of the current ceasefire framework and the contest over sanctions and naval enforcement. The United States says the operation was a precise measure to prevent the blockade from being breached, while Iran maintains that the actions violate the ceasefire and the UN Charter. China warns of rising hostilities and the risk to vessels and crews, adding a broader diplomatic dimension. Going forward, the priority remains de-escalation, transparent dialogue, and adherence to international norms to safeguard civilian shipping and regional stability in this strategic corridor. Frequently asked questions: what did the U.S. say it did to the two Iranian flagships? The U.S. says it fired on two Iranian flagships to stop them from reaching Iran. What did Iran claim about the Chinese vessel carrying Iranian oil? Iran says it seized a Chinese vessel carrying Iranian oil. The ship was escorted to Iran's southern coast and handed to authorities. Who owned the seized vessel and was it sanctioned? The Ocean Koi/Jinlai belongs to Ocean Kudo's Shipping of Shanghai. It was sanctioned by the U.S. in February for alleged involvement in moving Iranian petroleum. What did Iran's UN ambassador say about the ceasefire? He said the U.S. actions violated the ceasefire and the UN Charter. He sent a letter to the UN chief and the Security Council. What did the U.S. and Iran say about current tensions in the Strait? CENTCOM said AF/A-18 used precision munitions on the two ships to stop them. Iran's media spoke of sporadic confrontations with U.S. ships, and China warned of rising hostilities and concerns for vessels and crews.